Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Tuesday, September 21st. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. There is encouraging news on the pandemic front in Orange County. The county's positivity rate, the rate of COVID-19 tests that come back positive, is down to 3.7%. It was twice as high just 3 weeks ago. Also, the rate of new COVID-19 cases per 100,000 people in Orange County is down to 11.4. It was 18 at the beginning of September.
We are starting to get out of this surge, which is good and is promising.
That's Dr. Regina Chinsio Kwong. She is Orange County's deputy health officer. She says more than 70% of the people in the county who are eligible for vaccinations are fully vaccinated. That's good, but it's also uneven. County Supervisor Katrina Foley says efforts to increase vaccinations in Latino neighborhoods and at schools in particular have been hampered by anti-vaccine protesters.
We've got such a loud, vocal group who are attacking teachers and school board members and against COVID information being out. So that is part of the problem.
Supervisor Foley says vaccination rates in Newport Beach and Costa Mesa are also too low. Almost every day, we give you the latest pandemic stats, like the number of COVID-19 patients in hospitals in Orange County. That number stands at 311. That's up from 309 yesterday. Riverside County, it's 429, up 5 from yesterday. The state puts the number of COVID-19 patients in LA County hospitals at 1,117, about what it was in late July. In general, the trend is down. Same for the transmission rate. The CDC has California as the only state in the nation with a COVID-19 transmission rate ranked as substantial and not high. With more vaccinations and as the Delta variant dies out, it will fall to moderate and then low on the CDC table. But will COVID-19 ever go away completely? Well, probably not, says Dr. Peter Chin Hong at the UC San Francisco Medical Center. He's an infectious disease specialist, and he says this infectious disease is here to stay in one way or another. But he says we can deal with that.
We have to really move towards a model of living with COVID rather than being afraid of it. And I don't mean to say that very lightly. I know it still has an outsized meaning to a lot of people. But we are not going to be in a world where this is not going to be around. And we have to, at some point, live our lives and live the lives that we aspire to.
Dr. Peter Chin Hong at the UC San Francisco Medical Center, one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. And you will hear another one tomorrow morning. Now from the pandemic to politics. After several years of speculation over his political goals, City Councilman Kevin De Leon made it official this morning. He announced he is running for mayor of Los Angeles. The story from KPCC's Libby Denkman.
De Leon cited recovery from the coronavirus pandemic, housing instability, and homelessness as his top priorities.
It is time to chart a new course for the city of Los Angeles.
He also emphasized his own low-income upbringing and said the experience connects him to struggling Angelenos.
I can remember the deep shame, the look on my mother's face when the landlord would come pounding on that door, demanding his rent.
De Leon was the Democratic leader in the state Senate before challenging U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein for her seat in 2018. He was elected to the city council last year to represent Boyle Heights, El Sereno, Eagle Rock, and parts of downtown. The 14th district has seen turmoil recently. Former councilmember Jose Huizar stepped down last fall under a cloud of federal corruption charges. De Leon joins two other elected officials in the race, City Attorney Mike Feuer and fellow councilmember Joe Buscaino. I'm Libby Denkman.
One more note, the mayoral primary election in Los Angeles is June 7th. If no candidate gets above 50% of the vote, the two top finishers will move to a runoff election on November 8th. The LA City Council Redistricting Commission will meet again today to figure out how to divvy up Los Angeles into 15 equally sized city council districts. Last night, the commissioners went over draft maps for 4 hours. Chairman Fred Ali says there are big concerns left over from the way neighborhoods were split up in the last round of redistricting 10 years ago.
Bringing some resolution to the issue to Koreatown, and this commission's desire to see the splits limited is a significant piece of this map drawing process. And I would say the same thing for the way the valley is treated as well. So those are two big component parts.
The commission will continue drawing district boundaries today at 5 o'clock. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.